It's been a challenging 18 months for South Australia's aged care system, dogged by allegations of abuse and mistreatment. A recent Corruption Commissioner's report into the Oakden facility midway through the state election campaign was the latest in a string of investigations and inquiries. The Labor government's gone into damage control, promising action to rebuild confidence in the sector. Caroline Winter reports.
Welcome.
G'day, David.
Yeah. It's the weekly neighbourhood get-together at this home in Adelaide's eastern suburbs.
Take your seat, everyone.
I'll tell you what.
Everyone enjoys a glass of wine until the conversation turns more serious.
The fact that we'll have to think about aged care, and I look upon that with great trepidation.
The ICAC report into Oakden, which found maladministration of staff and the public authority, along with issues in aged care generally, are playing on the minds of this group. Among them is a former aged care worker we'll call Mary.
It makes you very sad to think that we work so hard in our era to try and get the name improved and to get people looked after.
Mary spent 47 years in the industry, on the front line as a consultant, an advocate and trainer, and says better education, mentoring and screening of workers are vital.
I was actually asked to join the TAFE committee. I took two looks at the curriculum and I said, there's no way this is going to work. But I think if we can have a suitable curriculum written and taught by people who understand, you might find it would improve.
Eleanor Morgan agrees. She's at the start of her career and has always wanted to work in aged care.
I loved it. It was what I had hoped. I was getting to work with wonderful elderly people, but also it was really stressful. We were very understaffed.
The 36-year-old mother of five, who's now an enrolled nurse, left her job as an aged care worker after almost a year. She says along with better training, the sector needs minimum staff to resident ratios and a better skill mix.
It's something I am passionate about. I want to do further study around working with older people. And so I definitely would go back, but I couldn't go back to the same feeling of frustration and helplessness.
Eleanor Morgan is now part of a new Adelaide-based group called Aged Care Reform, campaigning for change. Both major parties have promised change if elected. Labor says it'll accept all recommendations from the ICAC report and establish a unit to investigate unresolved allegations against staff. The Liberals will spend $14 million moving former residents to a new facility. Jane Musered is CEO of Council on the Ageing in South Australia.
I hope that people will have a look at the policies and practices of all of the parties and decide who will take us most quickly and most effectively to a better system of safeguards for older people and indeed a better adult system of safeguards.
Jane Musered from the Council on the Ageing, ending Caroline Winter's report.